Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Rachel. How may I help you?
First time I've been able to get in touch with somebody. I've been trying for months. I've written three letters, emailed three letters, and I've called 17 times. I have a record of every single time I called, and I pushed the callback button, and nobody's ever called me back. I keep getting this Omax sleep. I don't want it. I have four bottles sitting here. I'm a disabled person, and you're taking $79.99 out of my account. Now I can't afford groceries. I don't want this stuff. I can't take it, and I've been trying to reach your company for 4 months now.
Okay, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, I'm here. We're a call center. We're available daily. So I'm not sure exactly what happened. And we also have
It says that they're busy, and if you want, leave your number and they'll call you back. You won't lose your place in line. It doesn't matter what time of the day it is. I've lost my place in line because nobody ever called back. And I've sent 16 emails. I have a copy of every email I've sent. And my attorney now has copies of them. I don't want these, and I want to be refunded. And okay. You get me off your subscription plan because I already put a charge back in with the credit company. Keep charging me. I have letters and records of calls that you people never call me back.
Okay, ma'am. On our recorded line, if I could please have your first and last name to get an account pulled up.
Marlene, Marlene, Swenson, Swenson.
Okay, and for security purposes, if you'd also verify your address.
22 Kiwi Loop, Howell, New Jersey, 07731.
Okay, and I also thank you for that information.
Get these pills out of my hands and get your vitamins out of my hands and credit my account now. That's what I want. There's nothing else you can do for me.
Okay, Ms. Swenson, I thank you for the information that you've provided. I've gotten an account pulled up that shows your name, and it shows your address for Howell, New Jersey.
Yes, I told you that.
And the system shows...
I already told you that. I already gave you my address. I already gave you my name. Don't confirm it. That's my address. I've lived here for 25 years. Dear God, stupidity at its finest.
Okay, ma'am, I have gotten that account pulled up. I just have to follow with the protocol, but it does show that you did, have an Omax Sleep subscription for...
I did not. I ordered it once to try it. I cannot take it, and I've been trying to get rid of it ever since, and it doesn't stop. I just told you I've been trying for months to get rid of it. I have four bottles in boxes here. I don't want them. I want them sent back, and I want my account credited.
Okay, ma'am, if you will allow me to please just follow with the company's protocol so that I can further assist, I have to identify the products even though you know what you ordered. The account is currently canceled for the subscription. I have to inform you of that.
Thank God.
Excuse me. And if you could also allow me to provide you with the cancellation confirmation number.
I don't want your confirmation number. I want a mailing envelope to send these back to you, and I want a credit on my account. I can't eat because you people fucking took money out of my account. I have no fucking food, you pieces of shit. You get that?
I'll be able to better assist, ma'am, if you will allow me to assist. But I ask that you please refrain from speaking to me in that manner.
There's nothing else you can do for me. I need mailing labels and I need my account credited. I can't eat today. I have no money because you took this out of my account. I have no money. I can't eat. How about you? Are you going to lunch today? Are you going to have dinner when you get home? I can't have that because you stole my money.
Okay.
My money.
Ms. Swenson.
Yes,
we can provide you.
You can email me a mailing label, and I will get this to the post office today, and I want a credit immediately.
Okay, Ms. Winston, at this time, because of the situation that's going on in the country, there's no need to mail back or ship back anything. But if you filed a charge back for what you were billed, we would just require a call in from your bank.
I told the bank I was going to try one more day to call you, and if I didn't get in touch with you, then you can put it through. But since I got in touch with you, I want a credit on both bottles. You owe me $159. I got four bottles of garbage here. It's untakeable. You can't take this stuff. It reacted with my body horribly. I ended up in the emergency room. Are you paying that bill? And I've been calling you ever since.
Okay, ma'am. I apologize for the experience that you've had. But in order for us to get you credited because of what you provided to me on the line, we need to have a representative from your bank to contact us so that we can get you refunded. You do not have to return anything.
My bank is not going to call you. They can barely call themselves. They haven't been open since March. They're not going to call you. They told me to deal with you, and if I need a chargeback, they'll do a chargeback.
Okay, you've already told us, ma'am, that you filed a chargeback, so we have to follow a protocol.
And I just said to you, I told the bank if I got in touch with a person, that I will call them back later. Since I will call them back later, you either handle this or you tell me what you're charging this to, because there's no list here. You're charging some fictitious account here because nobody can figure out what you're charging.
Okay, Ms. Winston, we can't do anything, ma'am, without you having the bank to call back in. That locks the account.
I'm not gonna call you. Give me your supervisor. Give me a supervisor right now. Give me a supervisor right now. Right this minute. You're a liar. Because it says right here you can refund it right here on the piece of paper. If you have any questions or need to make changes to your account, the phone number, a return merchandise authorization, and copy of this packing slip is required for returns under our policy and must be requested by calling and emailing the customer care. That's exactly what I'm doing. Your packing slip says this.
Ms. Swenson, if you remember what I said, ma'am, you're not being denied a refund. It's just the process that we have to take.
The bank won't call you.
So what I will do.
They don't have better things to do. They don't even have people working.
Ms. Swenson,
if you want. Your bank is not going to call you.
Ms. Swenson, do you want to speak with the supervisor, ma'am?
Yes,
I do, you transferred.
My bank is not going to call you.
Okay.
That's the
please
most
hold, ma'am.
Thing in the whole freaking world I've ever heard. You're out of your goddamn mind.
Hello, thank you for calling customer support for OMAX Health. My name is Aya, I'm the supervisor on floor. How are you, Ms. Winston?
How do you spell your name? I want your first and your last name.
It's Aya, and the last name is Smite.
How do you spell Aya? Tell me how you spell that.
A-I-Y-A.
I-A-Y-A. And what is your last name?
Smite.
How do you spell that?
S-M-Y-T-E.
S-Y-M-T-E. I have been getting your stuff, and I have been sending emails to the customer care email address. I have been trying to call this number for months. All I ever
okay,
get
what
is
email
recording.
Address were you emailing from?
Care at
I'm
going to
pull all of our emails. No, what is your email?
M is in Mary, L is in Lisa, M is in Mary, Swenson 1042@gmail.com.
Okay, let me see if I've got any records from you. One moment here. Okay, so I have absolutely no emails from you, so I do apologize.
The one I sent last night. I sent one.
Yes, ma'am. That's the
night.
One that you're calling about now. That's the only one I have.
No, there's plenty of
I have
them.
Nothing
there's plenty of them. Okay.
All right. Well, I show your
I
account was. Right.
Listen,
I show
I
your account
a,
was
I
under
want
the few.
Credit. I need a credit for the vitamins. I don't want them.
You'll
I
have to have your bank call back.
My bank doesn't call anybody. I don't even know. We don't even know what you're charging this to. What credit card?
Well, unfortunately, due to the dispute, we're not legally able to do anything. Your account is.
Ma'am, there is not a chargeback. If the lady would have listened to what I said to her, was that if I told
the bank. We both were.
You know what? I'm going to get an attorney. I need $159. I'm starving. I have no money. I'm a disabled person by the federal government. I can barely even walk or get out of the house. I can't even dress myself. I am a bedridden disabled person, and I have no money to give somebody to take me to go get food today. And this is what you're doing to me. This is what you're doing on Christmas to people. I said that if you don't give me a refund, I will do a chargeback. That is what I said.
No, ma'am, that's not
what
we said. That's not what we heard either. Unfortunately, until your bank does call our company, there's nothing further we can do for you.
There's nobody calling your company. We don't even know what credit card you put this on.
Ma'am, I do sincerely apologize. We don't even have a $150 charge from you either.
Wait a minute. You charged me last month $79.99, and you charged me this month $79.99. That's $159.98.
Well, that's part of the subscription that you initially signed up for. So you do know what card was charged.
I did not sign up. I have been trying to get rid of this thing forever, and I haven't been able to get through to your company. And your voicemail says it's due to COVID. And I keep
we don't have
messages.
A voicemail, ma'am.
When you call there, a recording comes on because it came on yesterday. And at 11 o'clock, I left my name and phone number. And it said, you will not lose your place in line. Somebody will be back to you. Nobody ever called me back.
Let me see what I have here. So when we returned a call yesterday, no one answered that.
I was here all day with the phone in my hand. So that's not true. And I can go through my call log on my phone right now.
So can we, ma'am. But until your bank calls back, there's nothing we can do for
you. We don't know what bank it is. I called Bank of America. You're not charging it there. So how the hell
Well, ma'am, you just said you received a statement with the last month's charge on it.
No, I got the piece of paper from you. Today is the packing slip. That's what I'm talking about. Packing slips.
Okay, but when you initially got on the phone with Miss Rachel, you told her you had filed a chargeback with your financial institution. Due to that one statement on the recorded line, you will.
I said if I don't get my payments, I will have to go through the bank. We are trying to figure out. Who the hell you charge this to? My Bank of America doesn't see it there. We don't know where you are charging this to and whatever card you're charging it to.
Okay, I can get you those last four so you can have that bank call us. One moment.
Okay, they're going to call you. They're going to call you.
Oh, they will. They do all the time. We are billing a card ending in 9530. Oh, they will. Especially when.
Oh, my God, how that even went through? That card is canceled. So how that even went through is even better because that card has been canceled.
Well, because of the subscription that was agreed to prior, it is an auto bill, auto ship. So until you called to cancel with us, it is a valid charge.
4 months, lady. I've been trying to cancel it for 4 months. I keep getting this stupid recording on the phone. This is the first time I've ever gotten through.
Okay. Well, if that was the case, ma'am, we would have more records than what we do, and we don't. So I sincerely apologize. But you have that bank give us